A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, June the 7th, 2018. Welcome to the Women's segment where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the launch of party manifestos by the country's political parties and what policies they have in store for women. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
And a live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But for you ladies out there, Thursday is your day. Panopachina chemadzimai musakanganwe.
Pela sikhona njalo ku Facebook. So don't forget to like our Facebook pages on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele and VOA Studio 7. As you are now live streaming, joining the conversation right now.
If you're just joining us today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the launch of party manifestos by the country's political parties and what policies they have in store for women. What are your views on the issue?
Who mainstream issues to do with gender rights? Wadzimai, you know, nyaya madzimai inondirwadza, even kuma political parties is a big issue. Why? Because women are historically disadvantaged. And we must be able to deal with that in a systematic fashion. Beyond just the quota system, we must put affirmative programs to promote women. I must say that we are also culprits as MDC. The issue of women, even as principals, yes, we cannot manufacture principals. We've tried to get Mme Jure as a principal to come on board. She has been slow to realize the value of it. We will try, but we need more women, even my principals, so that, yes, our leadership is genderized and engendered. At the moment, it is not, and we must improve on that. But we must be able to deal with this, especially women in the rural areas. They have the burden of sustenance. We must be able to deal with that. Kuenda kuhuni mudzimai, kuenda kumvura mudzimai, kubika mudzimai, kusakura mudzimai, kuriritra imba mudzimai, kuenda kuchikoro mudzimai, kuti baba vanga vakafara mudzimai, kuti mai vanga vakafara mudzimai. So yes, mainstreaming of gender, child issues are also very important.
That was MDC Alliance leader Nelson Chamisa in Harare today during the party's launch of the manifesto. And the party launched its manifesto today in Harare, promising to mainstream issues to do with gender rights, promising its supporters that the alliance would put in place affirmative programs to promote women. MDC Alliance President Nelson Chamisa said they were hopeful that they will lure more women to be principals, citing Amai Joyce Mjuri of the People's Rainbow Coalition Party has been one of the women his alliance is still pursuing.
And Star ZANU-PF has already launched its own party manifesto. And today, the party's president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, met with the Women's Leagues in Harare, which met to review the just-ended primary elections that the party had. And the women complained that they did not receive enough representation as women. And President Mnangagwa of ZANU-PF promised to look into their grievances. Let's take a listen at what the women said and the response from the party president, Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Challenge the Masonal and East Province. vatenda kuchidza madzimai mamira akangaita zvino uye kuti madzimai vakuridze kugogoterwa uye kuvaretese mazoti. Tapinda maprimary elections, namba yedu yemadzimai kumaomen MPs yakaderera kumashonareist takaita 5 out of 23 maMPs, makanzeras tikaita 37 out of 115.
Ndinoita ndichitendera mazuva ano ndinoona Women's League inenge iri mberi kutanga. Ndinoshaya kuti zvino hauri uno kuti ndinotenda zvamunoita. Saka pazvitema zvandapiwa navatungamiriri vemusoro ichazorangwa zvino, that's the only way I can say thank you.
We heard there from the leader of ZANU-PF, the country president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, and also women from ZANU-PF who were speaking after a Women's League party they had at the ZANU-PF headquarters today.
And the People's Rainbow Coalition President Joyce Mujuru also launched his party manifesto and promised to put in place policies that will promote gender equality, especially for women in rural areas. Let's take a listen at what she said at her party's manifesto launch.
Isu sePRC mubhuku rafambiswa apa tiri kutaura kuti budiriro ngaitwe pa ward level. Atidi budiriro inonzi ichaitwa Harare. Isu vekuno kwado tito Mount Owen West constituency ndisu topota tichinzwa nyama ichinhuhwirira ichibva Harare. Vana vedu mufunge vanotofitwawo nematama zvamunoona. Madzimai edu musavaone vakadai. Vanhu vanoda kushanda zvinhu zvavo. Tiri kuda kuti chimiro chemunhukadzi, chimiro chemunhurume, chimiro chemwanakomana mwanasikana chidzorerwe pachinzvimbo. Zvokunzi mai Mujuru vakadzoka kuzanu, uko kune madzeketembwe.
That was People's Rainbow Coalition Party's President Joyce Mujuru speaking at her party's manifesto launch.
Women's rights groups and ordinary women have also weighed in on what they think about, you know, what the different political parties' party launch means to them. Let's take a listen at what some women said on the different manifestos launched so far.
Hi, my name is Nyara Domashaya Mumbe, director of Tega Life International Trust. I'm also the executive producer of Identities TV program. And as far as the launch of the manifesto by the MDC Alliance today, first of all, I want to say congratulations to ZBC because we watched that launch live on ZTV. And I think even the leader of the MDC himself, Nelson Chamisa, commended ZBC for coming to cover that. It just feels like we are entering into a real democracy as a country. And at the same time, what really, really touched me was his mention just before he ended his speech and him admitting that his own party, the MDC, has been lacking in terms of gender equality. Hearing him on his manifesto actually admitting that the MDC has been suffering in the area of gender equality and that they haven't done enough, and him actually saying in the alliance there isn't enough women, was quite good to hear from you for the first time.
Vanotaura ivo kuti vachaita zero tolerance to corruption. Ini ndovhunzawo zvakare kuti zero tolerance to corruption vachaiita chirudzi kana ivo musangano mavo vane vanhu vari the most corrupt people in Zimbabwe varivo vari kutungamirira musangano weZANU-PF. Ipapo pane.
We heard there from Nyaradzo Mashaya Mombe of Tega Life Foundation speaking on the MDC Alliance launch today. And we also heard from independent journalist Thelma Chikwana speaking on the ZANU-PF manifesto launch, which was a few weeks ago. Star.
Yeah, kulabo-ke abasanda ukusixhuma kathesi lamhla udaba esiluphathayo ngolwengwalo ezihlaziya iziqondiso amabandla chiyeneyo ezizabe zizilandela lapho sizibusa. Siyananzelela ukuthi lamuhla sikhuluma nje umanyano MDC Alliance uqhube owabo umhlangano lapho abasungule ngokusemthethweni imanifesto yabo. Simzwile ekhuluma laphana umkhokheli womanyano lo, umnumzana Nelson Chamisa, ichasisa ukuthi abesifazana yibo ababhekane lenhlupho eziningi. Ngakho bazama ngamandla ukuthi ingwalo lezi zama-manifesto zinanze amalungelo abo njalo zenze impilo zabo zibe ngcono. Siyananzela njalo ukuthi i-People's Rainbow Coalition Party layo seyabalala ugwalo layo lwe-manifesto kanye lolukankosazana Thokozani Khuphe, labo baba lolwabo njalo baluchasisa ukuthi iziqondiso zabo yiziphi. Ibandla lezanu PF lalo likwenzile lokho, njalo sinazelela ukuthi umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa lamuhla uhlangene logatsha lwabesifazana kuleli bandla lapho abakhulume khona bathi lanxa esephelile ama-primary elections ayekhetha abazancintisa kukhetho oluzayo, abasuthisekanga ngezihlalo ezaphiwa abesifazana, bathi zazizintutshana kakhulu. Njalo umongameli Mnangagwa uthe uza kuhlolisisa lokho. Sezwa njalo abanye abesifazana abachiyeneyo bekhuluma labo ukuthi bamukela njani ama-manifesto la. Kodwa bonke bathi kuyabajabulisa ukuthi abakhokheli bamabandla bayatsho ukuthi abesifazana isikhathi esiningi abananzwa, njalo baza kulungisa lokho. Bathi lelo linyathelo elihle kakhulu. Ngakho-ke kathesi sizazwa abanye bekhuluma labo ngolimi lesiNdebele ukuthi kuqhubeke njani emhlanganweni weZANU PF. Silayo wesifazane weZANU PF ozakhuluma, silawo wesifazane ozakhuluma ukuthi kuqhubeke njani ku-manifesto launch. Njalo sizezwa lo munye umkhokheli okumanyano we-MDC Alliance laye echasisa umnumzana Shembe Ncube ukuthi kuyini okumqoka ku-manifesto yabo. Asilalele.
Ngithanda ukuzehlisa kubaba wethu ubaba upresident iDimi Mnangagwa lomama. Ngizaletha eyami iripoti emfitshane. Baba president, imathebelele ndinoni ithi yona ngikutshela ukuthi baza kuvotela, bakuvotele, bakuvotele ngokunengi ngoba bayakuthanda. Ubuyile egwayi ne-DBC imisebenzi ekusebenziwa thanda kubonga. Kuma primary enziweyo silama-constituents angu-13 e-March North. Kuma-constituents angu-13 sithumela bomama abathathu labo kade bekhulumisana labo baba. Kwathi ku-local authority saphuma silama-wadi angu-193 saphuma labo mama abangu-31 kube lokwenza njani. Kumuzi ku-DGR sibone ngathi siphelile mbijana njengemathinoti ekurejisteni ngoba 2013 upresident wayephume ne-80 votes. Kathesi sedlula i-300 elokuphezulu ukuthi ukuthi kumele sisebenze nzima.
Ithi thina abantu beZimbabwe wonke umuntu nje ithembisa impilo, ithembisa ukubuyisela ilizwe kudala lapho elalikhona. Yonke into ngoba i-manifesto le ibisela into enye lenye endaweni yayo.
Asiwalahlanga amanye ama-blueprint esawabhalayo, sisuke sakha phezu kwawo ukwenzela ukuthi abe matsha athathe umumo okhona lamhlanje elizweni. Okuqakathekileyo ngumomo lo yikuthi kulokuswelakala kwemali, kulokuswelakala kwamabhizinesi, kwemali zamakrediti zamabhizinesi. Ungabakwazi ukuthi okwenza inotho yelizwe yawa kangaka sabuyele emuva saze sadlulwa ngamanye amazwe ayengemva, ungakunanzelela ukuthi kuyini khonokho? Kuyalungiseka masinya. Ngoba inotho yelizwe yawa ngenxa yokuswelakala kombuso onaka abantu, umbuso ofunwa ngabantu umbuso osenza sibe lamadlelwana amahle, umbuso wenza izikwerede zaba zinenge zamabhiliyoni ezingabhadakelekiyo. Ungakulungisa konke khonokho, iZimbabwe ilama resources edlula amazwe amaningi khonapha e-Africa. IZimbabwe ile climate elapho inhlabathi okulima konke konke, akula muntu ophikisayo ukuthi ama-conditions okuphumelela akhona. Okungekhoyo yibukhokheli. Singaqalisa ukulungisa khonokho kuphosebhu konke khonokho ukuthi masinya masinya sithuthuke.
That was MTC Alliance official Weshme Ncube, earlier you heard ZANU-PF Women's League member and MTC Alliance member too, talking about their manifesto, and with ZANU-PF talking about women participation. Marvelous.
Thank you, Star. Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu cheWomen's Roundtable. Pano nhasi tiri kuzeya nyaya yemamanifesto emapato akasiyana-siyana ezvematongerwo enyika kuti ari kubata sei nyaya dzemadzimai. Nhasi taona bato reMDC Alliance rinotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa richiparura manifesto rayo, richivimbisa kuti richaita zvese zvarinokwanisa kuitira kuti kodzero dzemadzimai dziwanikwe dzichiremekedzwa. Taona vaChamisa vachitaura ivo kuti ichokwadi kuti bato ravo pari zvino ranga risiri kukwanisa kuita zvakawanda, asi vari kuvimbisa ivo kuti munguva inotevera vachange vari kuita zvakawanda kuti dzero dzemadzimai dziwanikwe idzo dzichisimbiswa. Kune rimwe divi mapato anoti People's Rainbow Coalition yaamai Mujuru, ZANU-PF, MDCT yamuzvare Tokozani Kupe nemamwewo, takavaona vachiparurawo magwaro emamanifesto avo munguva yapfuura. Nhasi bato reZANU-PF raita musangano wemadzimai pamuzinda waro weZANU-PF headquarters muHarare, apo madzimai vanga vari kuchema-chema vachiudza mutungamiri webato ravo vaEmerson Munangagwa kuti havasi kufara nemafambisirwo akaitwa nyaya dzesarudzo dzemaprimary, sezvo pane madzimai mashoma vachange vari kukwikwidza musarudzo. Saka ndo zvimwe zvataona zvichiitika. Asi regai timboenda kuna vaChamisa kune zvavataura ivo pamanifesto launch yavo yanhasi. Kana zvichikwanisika, regai tiende kuna vaChamisa tinzwe kuti vati chii vachinyanyotaura iyo nyaya iyoyi yemadzimai. Regai tiende kwavari tinzwe. Tichambo kugadzirirai kuti tione kuti regai tichingamidze vari pano palive feed yedu tinzwe kuti muri kuti chii. Tina Muguwe Chimwe ari kuti hello Stella Masawi, hanzi maswera seiko vamushamarari? Aiwa taswera zvedu. Tinoti Sister Stella, kana muripo kandai namba dzenyu, toda kunzwawo kune madzimai tikufonerei. Chiedza Dinya Kapuma ari kuti yes. Allen Muzota ari kuti hello. Tonisa Shairi ari kuti hello. Nathan Fisher Chicks ari kuti loud and clear here in South Africa, tiri kuno kumateresi. Kenias Kenny hanzi ndanguwaira sei Studio 7 vari kuda audio. Aiwa hatichakuwanirai. Toonazve pana vamwe vari pano tinokuchingamidzai kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa. Nhasi tiri kutarisa kuti zviri kubuda mumamanifesto emapato emunyika zviri kubatsira sei madzimai. Tinotarisa kuti isu nhasi taona bato reMDC Alliance richiparura iro manifesto yaro, richivimbisa kuti richange richiita zvarinokwanisa kuitira kuti kodzero dzemadzimai dziwanikwe dzichichengetedzwa. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kukurukura ipo pano, uyezve tanga tiri kuda kuti tiende tichinonzwa vaChamisa vachitaura pachiitiko chanhasi. Asi regai ndimbopa mumwe wangu Standakile ambotarisa kuti pane here zviri kutaurwa nevari pa Facebook page yeNdebele. Andisi kuziva Star, do you have anything?
Yeah, sizati sesihlolisisa okwakathesi Marvelous sizwa kuthiwa silo mhlonitsho wethu wokuqala sizakhuluma laye uSambulo Maphosa ngoye MDCT ekhokhelwa ngunkosazana Thokozani Kupe, labo bayenza yabo imanifesto eye best. Yena uzasichasisela ukuthi kambe bona kubandla labo bayananza yini amalungelo abesifazana njengalokho esikuzwa kuthenjiswa zinkokheli zakwamanye amabandla. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo Maphosa.
Yebo, ngiyabonga.
Ye, ivoice yena ingani ifaint mbijana, lingakhuluma nje kuzwakale. Ungasichasela ukuthi ngodaba olusekude.
Hello.
Ye, ungasichasela ukuthi lina enu imanifesto ibandla lenu in general liyananza yini abesifazana njalo bathola izikhundla ezifaneleyo ngesilinganiso esavunyelanayo?
Yebo mama, ngiyabona.
Mhm.
Thina njengebandla le-MDCT siyakuqakathekisa kakhulu ukuthi amalungelo abomama ananzelelwe ngendlela yokuthi ungakhangela omama endaweni eziningi lapho okulamaqembu khona, basuka bona bebe yibo abaningi kakhulu, kutshengisa ukuthi bona bavele baningi kunabantu abangobabo. So sikubone kufanele kakhulu ukuthi baphiwe izikhundla eziqakathekileyo. Njalo thina nxa sisenza ama-committees ethu njengebandla, kuvele omama yibo abagabhela obaba ngobuningi kuma-committees. So siyalisa ngamandla wonke, akukafiki esibangeni esisifunayo, kodwa siyalisa kakhulu ngamandla wonke ukuthi omama bathathe ama-positions a-effective.
Yes, siyananzelela njalo ukuthi khona ngapho enkayi ukugatsha lwabesifazane. Bona abesifazana kuyini elifundisana ngakho, njalo labo bazitholile yini izikhundla zokuncintisa lapha seli kuma primary elections?
Yebo mama. Omama sifundisana ngakho ukuthi kumele sikhuthale lathi ekukhokhelini, sitshengise ukuthi siyenelisa lathi njengabomama ukukhokhela. Kuma primary elections lapha omama labo bebephatheka kakhulu, itshengisela ukuthi omama abazinkokheli bakhona labo abangenileyo ukuthi bazayintisa ukuba ngama-councillors. Nakuma-MPship bakhona omama abangenayo abazayintisa ku-MPship. Khathesi nxa sikhangele ebandleni lethu ku-presidential, kumi umuntu ongumama. So khona kuyana kuyasikhuthaza kakhulu ukuthi sisukume njengabomama lathi sizame ukuzimela.
Ye, njengoba umkhokheli webandla lenu uNkosazana Thokozani Khophela engumuntu wesifazane, ubona ingane uba lalo yini usekelo oluningi lakhona ngapho emaphandleni, kumbe iningi lokho libona ingane hhayi kumele kukhokhele umuntu wesilisa?
Njengakithi lapho engikhona sili esiqintini sasenkayi, omama basukumile kakhulu, bayatshengisa kakhulu ukuthi bayamthanda, bayakwemukela ukuthi ke kube lo mama oyinkokheli. Sibona ngani kungaba lobubelo, ngoba umuntu ongumama ulesihlele, uyabazi ukunzima, uyakwazi ukuthi angamelana nabo njani kunzima. Kuyasithokozisa njengabantu abangumama ukuthi sibe lenkokheli engumama, ngoba sinenhlupho eziningi ezijeneyo ezingekho kubobaba, kodwa umuntu ongumama njengomuntu ongumama uyabe kwakho mama balenhlupho ezinjengalezi lalezi, inqatshelwa njani ulakho ukumelana nazo inhlupho zenalezo.
Ye, ukhokhela ngesibonelo yini uNkosazana Khophi?
Kakhulu.
Ngani?
Siyananzelela ukuthi umama uNkosazana Khophi ukhokhela ngesibonelo sibili. Uyalandela izinqumo eziyabe zenziwe ngabantu, kayephula izinqumo, kafoseli bantu ukuthi benze okufunwa nguye. Into yakhe yonke uyenza peacefully, uyenza ngothando, uyancenga abantu ukuthi bakithi asiyekeleni ukudlwamudlwamu, senzeni izinto zethu kuhle, sizwisisane, hathi ukulwa kakuthandi ukuthi abantu bebonakale besilo.
Mhm. Siyabonga. Ungabamba khonapho, uhlale khonapho ecingweni, ungahambi, sizaphenduka njalo kuwe sisakhuluma labanye.
Kulungile.
Yes, that was Councillor Sambulo Maphosa of MDC Khophe. She's saying actually their leader Thokozani Khophe leads by example.
Wow.
In promoting women and in ensuring that they also get to contest in leadership positions as agreed in their meetings, in their manifesto. You remember their manifesto best, which they launched recently in Bulawayo. So she's saying they are lucky to have a female leader who leads by example, she says.
That's very encouraging, Adesta. Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika panyaya yemamanifesto emapati wakasiyana-siyana parizvino tiri kunzwa kubva kune vamwe vanotsigira bato reMDCT yavakupe vari kuti ivo aiwa ivo vari kufara semudzimai nemafambisirwo ari kuitwa zvinhu mubato ravo vari kuti ivo muzvare kupe vanowanikwa ivo vachizvatingati vanoita leadership yekuti ivo ndo vanoenda pamberi vachizofambawo nemamwe madzimai saka ndo zvatiri kunzwapo. Sandakile Mhlanga mumwe wangu ataura navo vebato irori reMDCT yamuzvare kupe. Asi pari zvino tiri kuedza kuti tiwane mumwe munyarikani wedu muzvare Maureen Kadema Onga kuti tinzwewo vanga variko ikoko kulaunch yeMDC Alliance manifesto nhasi. Uyezve tichange tiri kukuridzirai zvanga zviri kutaura vaNelson Chamisa veMDC Alliance nhasi pavaparura chirongwa ichi. Regai tiende kuna vaChamisa tinzwe kuti vanga vari kuti chii.
Who mainstream issues to do with gender rights, vadzimai. Inonyaya madzimai inondirwadza, even kumapolitical parties, it's a big issue. Why? Because women are historically disadvantaged. And we must be able to deal with that in a systematic fashion. Beyond just the quota system, we must put affirmative programs to promote women. I must say that we are also culprits as MDC. The issue of women, even as principals, yes, we cannot manufacture principals. We've tried to get Ma'am Jure as a principal to come on board. She has been slow to realize the value of it. We will try, but we need more women, even my principals, so that, yes, our leadership is genderized and engendered. At the moment, it is not, and we must improve on that. But we must be able to deal with this, especially women in the rural areas. They have the burden of sustenance. We must be able to deal with that. Kuenda kuhuni mudzimai, kuenda kumvura mudzimai, kubika mudzimai, kusakura mudzimai, kuriritraimba mudzimai, kuenda uchikoro mudzimai, kuti baba vanga wakafara mudzimai, kuti mai vanga wakafara mudzimai. So yes, mainstreaming of gender, childhood issues are also very important.
We had the star once again tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kunava Nelson Chamisa veMDC Alliance vachibvuma ivo kuti ichokwadi uwandu hwemadzimai unofanira kuwana uchiwedzerwa mune ramangwana apo vaparura manifesto yebato ravo. Over to you.
Yeah, limzwile lapho umkhokheli weMDC Alliance mnumzana Nelson Chamisa uyagcizelela ukuthi ngempela abesifazana isikhathi esiningi abananzwa njalo uthi ibandla lakhe liyazama ukuthi likwenze lokhu ukubananza lokuthi labo amalungelo abo ananzwe labo bencintise ezikhundleni eziphezulu kukhangelwe lokhu ababe kutsho ukuthi linani elesilinganiso esithile ekhulwini elokuthi abesifazana bezuze lezo zikhundla. Sisameleleke umhlonitshwa wethu omunye uNomathemba Ndlovu yena obekhona omela iGwanda Central edalela ePhalamende ubekhona ke laye ukusungulwa ngokusemthethweni ugwalo lolu lwemanifesto layo uzasichasisela ukuthi kuyini akuzwileyo uzasichasisela ukuthi kuyini okukhulunywa ngalo. Kodwa singakamzuzi kathe sizabuza uNkosazana Maphosa. Nkosazana Maphosa, ungasitshela ukuthi siyeza ukuthi abesifazana emaphandleni khona ngapho yibo abalomthwalo onzima kakhulu njengokukhulunywe ngumnumzana Chamisa. Lani liyakubona yini lokho njengoba wena ukhona ngapho enkayi kosikhobokhobo ungasichasisela?
Ye, siyakunanzelela ukuthi omama yibo abalo omthwalo omningi kakhulu. Basebenza nzima omama. Kwesinye isikhathi omama abavunyelwa bayancindezelwa, abayenelisi ukuhlanganyela. Esikhathini esedlulayo omama bebengayi emihlanganweni, kuthiwa imihlangano ngeyabobaba. Obaba bebunga izinto khona ngale ezinye zizabe zinzima kakhulu ukuthi omama bazenze. Kodwa bazibumbe bona khona ngalokho mama abazakwenza lokho. Omama bona bengekho, ubaba ngamunye besefika ngikhaya etshela inkosikazi wakhe ukuthi kumele lenze lokhu lina njengamakhosikazi. Khonapho kuyabe kuyibhedeni enkulu evele yena umama ngapha ngikhaya esebenza nzima. Siyananzelela ukuthi esikhathini esindlulileyo omama bebethwaliswa nzima kakhulu imisebenzi yonke yangikhaya ibisenziwa yibo omama. Lasibi masingananzelela lasibi ukuthi kube nabantu nje emhlabeni omama bayenza umsebenzi omkhulu kakhulu wokuzithwala ukuze kubuye yena umuntu ongubaba afike abuse khonapho efike emntwini ongumama. So omama bencindezelwa kakhulu ngingatsho njalo, kodwa okwakathesi sesikubonile lathi njengabomama ukuthi hatshi siyasebenza kakhulu, kumele ukuthi kunanzelele lokhu, kumele siphophele okwenzela ukuthi imisebenzi yethu leyi esiyenzayo siphumelele kahle, ngoba sikwazi ukuthi thina owethu imisebenzi yilo nalo.
Ye, kweleni ibandla-ke liyaqalisa la ngamantombazana amancinyane yini ukuthi lawo aphatheke kwezombusazwe, kumbe lokho likhangela nje omama sebekhulile? Bakhona abatsha abasakhula amantombazana lawo eliwangenisileyo kuma-primary elections?
Ye, bakhona, kodwa balutshwana abantwana ababuyayo, balutshwana kakhulu. Siyazama sibili ukuthi sibe labo, kodwa hathi ababuyi. I-councilorship asilabo abantwana abakubo-25, 26 siya ku-30 years. Kodwa-ke kwamanye ama-structures bakhona, siyazama ukuthi bephakame labo, siyafisa sibili ukuthi ngabayathola labo izikhundla. Hello?
Ye, kuyezwakala. Sibongile kakhulu. Marvelous. That was Councillor Sambulo Maphosa. She's actually based in the rural area. So mm-hmm. I was asking, she's saying what Ms. Chamisa is saying, there is true. Women in the rural areas really are facing.
They're the brunt.
Yes. Mm-hmm. As much as the women in towns do, but they get the worst deal. And she's explaining that when she was growing up, women couldn't go to meetings and other things like that as much as they are doing now. Mm. So there are improvements. And she's saying although they are trying to also introduce the young girls to politics, they are not forthcoming. They have a few whom they fielded in elections. But she's saying her party led by Thokozani Khuphe is trying very hard to incorporate women, especially the younger girls. And I understand we have another guest, Nomathemba Ndlovu. She was actually at the launch of the MDCT manifesto in Harare today. She's also a member of parliament representing Gwanda Central. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo, Mhlonishwa.
Salibonani.
Yes, if you can explain briefly to us what you observed in the manifesto, especially concerning women, that you would like to elaborate.
Okay, ngiyabonga ithuba. Mina ngizakuchazisa kancane okuba nje kumanifesto yethu yanamuhla okuthiwa yi-MDC Smart Policy Document Behold the Change That Delivers. Imanifesto le ibamba bambile, ikakhulu ngizathanda ukuthi into eceleni labo mama angithi.
Yes, sigcizelela khona.
Okay. Eceleni labo mama kubanjiwe sibili ukuthi izayenza ukuthi kube lula, especially kubomama abahlala emaphandleni, ngoba umama ikakhulu osemaphandleni ule misebenzi eminingi, kuye enkunini, kuye emfuleni, ukupheka, ekulimeni bevela khona lo baba nguye obuye yenza konke. Kuza kuba lula ngalolu hlobo. Kuzayenza ukuthi omama bengasayi enkunini, amagesi abe semaphandleni. Omama bengasathwala imigqomo kabili kathathu besemfuleni ngoba izimpompi sezere sezisemakhaya. Kungahlupha ukuzwisisa ukuthi abantu bathi kungenzakala njani lokhu. Ungakhangela kubomathelane bethu khonapha eBotswana, omama bakha amanzi emathephini, bazilayithela nje ama-ogesi labogasi okwenza ukuthi impilo ibe lula kubomama.
Ye, siyabonga. Ungama khonapho mbijana, ke sichasiseke lokho adukutsho. Yes, the legislator is saying that during the manifesto, is promising that the women, especially in the rural areas, life will be made better for them. They will have to access water from the tapes instead of going long distances.
That's
and
very
she's actually mentioning that some people think all these things that their president Chamisa is promising is kind of far-fetched. But she's saying, look at our neighbors. They really do that.
Mm-hmm.
So there are many programs, she says, which will make the women's lives, especially in rural areas, bearable.
If you can also summarize in English what the other parts of the manifesto you didn't touch, Ms. Ndlovu.
I think the phones are playing up. I'm not sure who we still have. Tambons, what is in Alinda Masarira, we MDC, Atokoza Nkupe, ameno mchiripo irapo?
Mchiripo, mafema kadi?
Aiwa, atiri wadi mombo, tipo mchidimbu. Na kuti natsuda mbo, tigaga, gato mbo, taurani, mituenda kunewa mchidaro daro, kuti imi manifesto yenyu zhija, yangaika gaziro madzimai.
Yesu, atitangeka na kutuenda kumanifesto yacho.
Mm-hmm.
Nekuti totangira pabato redu, notunga miru wane mudzimai. Tinokoshesa bumbiro remutemo kunyanya section 56 ne section 17 inotaura nezve 50-50 gender equality kuenzaniswa kwemunhu kadzi nemunhu rume. Zviri mubumbiro remutemo remuno muZimbabwe rakavhoterwa nemuzvarwa wose wemuno muZimbabwe. Takaona zvakakosha kuti titange isusu kuzviratidza mubato.
Mm-hmm.
Kuti zvinokwanisika kuita 50-50 gender representation. Mukaona standing committee yedu ine 7 varume ne 7 vakadzi zvisingawanikwe mune rimwe bato mukati menyika ino. Dambudziko ratinaro nderekuti kana takunosvika pakuenzaniso kwemunhu rume nemunhu kadzi tinoda kutanga kushoropodza. Asi munhu anowanikwa achitambudzwa nematambudziko ari pano panyika munhu kadzi kupfuura munhu rume. Varume havazive kurwadza kwazvinoita kufamba makiromita uchinotsvaga mvura. Havazivi kurwadza kwazvinoita kutakura mimba kwemamanzi 9. Havazivi kurwadza kwazvinoita kurwarirwa nemwana uchienda naye kuchipatara uchinoona kusina mushonga. Iwe mukadzi wakagara kuchipatara nemwana murume anenge ari kubhawa kana kusmall house. Asi tikuedza kuti tisanangure ndikukumbira upedzisa sisimavhe.
Apedza henyu.
Vakadzi vanhu vakarongeka. Isu mumanifesto yedu inonzi base building an economy to support transformation. Patiri kuti building an economy to support transformation tikuona kuti mumakore ese apfuura mamanifesto aingotaura zvekugadzirisa nyaya dzemari kana zvekuda kusimudzira nyika. Asi hatingasimudzire nyika, tatasimudzira mushandi, tatasimudzira mudzimai, tatasimudzira youth nechizvarwa chese chemuno muZimbabwe. Kana tichisimudza ikonomi tinge tichisimudza zvakare magariro emumwe nemumwe ari mukati menyika ino. Tisingatarisa kuti ari kugara mudhorobha here kana murizevha. Saka isu sebato rinotungamirwa nemudzimai riri kukoshesa kuwanikwa kwemadzimai nevarume mukati mematongerwo ezvenyika. Tiri kuti tiri kuda kugadzirisa nyaya yemadzimai ose mukati menyika ino kuti chero muri kwachenda mbuya mbuya tioda kukusimudzirai kuti mugone kunoita maprojekti enyu muzviriritire nemhuri yenyu. Musawanikwa muchiramba muchingonomirira madhona kana kumira kuchiure kuti munobatsirwa sei. Tinokoshesa mudzimai, tioda kuti upenyu hwemudzimai husimukire agone kunozviriritira asawanikwa ari munhu anoramba akadzvinyirirwa. Tichienda kumatongerwo enyika tinoda kuti bumbiro remutemo rigone kunozadzikiswa nekuti bumbiro remutemo is the supreme law in this country. Hatingatange kutaura zvedhemokrasi pasina madzimai. Madzimai constitute 52% of this population and ivo madzimai acho vanowanikwa vazhinji vacho varivo vakadzidza asi vanoramba vachitsikirwa nevarume vasingade kuona vakadzi vachinosimukira. Tikatarisa mapato akasiyana vaburisa makandidheti avo tinoona kuti ZANU PF kune 11% yevakadzi vachange vachimiririra musarudzo rino semaMP. KuMDC Alliance tona kune 14%. Isu listi redu ratiri kuburisa mangwana tinowanikwa tine at least 45% yemadzimai. Takashota ne 5% chete kuti tikwanise 50-50 yakanyorwa mubumbiro yemutemo. Saka nyika ino inofanirwa kumhanya nezvakanyorwa mutemo wedu watakavhotera muna 2018. Kana tisati tagona kuti tisapote madzimai kuti tigone kunozadzikisa bumbiro remutemo redu hatisati tagona kuzvimirira semadzimai. Zviri zviro kwazvo zvekuti ndo zvatinofanirwa kuita kuti tigogona kunogadzirisa matambudziko akanangana nemadzimai. Matambudziko akanangana nemadzimai hatarise kuti uri kukupato ripi. Asi madzimai vari kufanirwa kuti vagone kunokurudzirana vari mumapato akasiyana kuti tigone kunobudisa 50-50 kupalamendi, 50-50 kukanzuru, 50-50 kuprovincial council nekusenedhi zvichienda zvakadaro.
Aiwa, chimbobatai makadaro muzvare Linda Masarira. Tinoda kumbotora mumwe kola wedu watinai panapa. Hallo.
Hallo.
Hallo. This is Priscilla Fombo here. manyatsotaura chokwadi mabvira nesu kuseni mukati aiwa ndifonerei na 8 mapinda muchirongwa taurai tinzwi.
Ndafara mafona. Semadzimai votoda kuku vanenge vapinda ivavo varangarire madzimai kana kuri kumaruzevhawo ona kuti mavillage pamushani pamusha taitirwawo mvura migodhi taitirwawo mabhora kutoti tirambe tinofamba kuenda nzvimbo dziri kune kunotora mvura ndoti chiemo chandinganyoda kuti semadzimai tiitirwo pindewo mutongi momo chese tichicontributawo tisajanyirwe 14% irikwawo yaitomboita atleastwo maybe 50% iyoyo then toshanda tiri pamwe chete tokurudzira nyika yedu.
Saka muzvare Priscilla kana kuti sisi Priscilla, chii chiri kuita kuti madzimai vasawanikwe vachiendawo pamberi ipapapa kuti vamopindewo muzvigaro izvi? Sei tiri kuona mapesendeji mashoma shoma kudai mumapato iwayo anopikisa?
Kana tikataita iko zvino madzimai changodhidzawo sekudhidza kungaita vanhurume. Saka kangori kapfungwa kaita mentality kekuti madzimai anotsva hafanire kuva nefei. Saka ndizvo zvatuti zviongorewo tikwanise kuwana fei. Inyaya yekungoti mudzvanyiriri chaitwa kungoti nekuti mudzimai. Saka chichemo ndechekuti ngatipiwe mukana tiwane fei tipindewo mukutonga.
Imi muri kuenda kunovhota here? Tinoona kuti apa muri kuSouth Africa pari zvino makanyoresa here?
Tikaenda kutosiripa dhuze saka tikutoenda.
Aiwa, pakanaka pakadaro. Kurudziraiwo mamwe madzimai amuri kusangana nawo ikoko zvamataura izvi.
Halo.
Halo, tinokutendai, muve nezuva rakanaka.
Tinotenda.
Bye bye. Stam, our caller there, Priscilla Fombo from South Africa, is saying she feels that, you know, more needs to be done to encourage women to actually go forward, because she says she's alarmed by the low percentage of women in all the political parties, in fact. Mm-hmm. Because before she came on, there was Linda Masarira giving a breakdown of the percentages. And I would actually like her to come in and tell us in English these percentages of, she's literally said her party, MDCT, led by Thokozani Kuphe, will be giving out their percentage tomorrow. But other parties like ZANU-PF and MDC Alliance have already told people out there what percentage of, you know, women are actually going to be contesting. So maybe before
yes,
we
it's
take...
It's quite interesting that mm-hmm. they are all agreeing and they are all... They can all see that there's an anomaly that needs to be corrected there, because that's what also the MDCT Kuphe councillor said, that they cannot even get more women, but they are trying. They are on the right track. And yeah. Legislator is back, Nomathemba Ndlovu. Yebe sakhuluma ngithi usinike nje isifingo sokunye okukhulunywe ngabesifazana. Ungasichasisela okunye singakuzwa.
Yeah. Okulutshwana nje. Engathi esibambile ikhona lokhu, because anzange ngithole ichance yokuthi ngithi go through i-document, because I am driving back to my
So, lapha ngi-downloadile lapha efonini yami, ngiyabona kule point 1.7 abathi we will implement an inclusive healthcare program for our society, prioritizing bathi care for children, care for women, care for the aged, care for the people living with disabilities, care for the vulnerable communities, care for workers. Siyabona ukuthi i-healthcare leyi iyacaca ukuthi ngempela izakhangela abesifazana labantwana labanye nje amanye ama-vulnerable groups. Ungathi vele ibandla lakho yikho elikuthatha njengezinye zezinto ezimqoka lokho.
Ya, indaba yempilakahle ibandla lami lihamba lazo phambili ngoba ngaphandle kokuthi abantu baphile kahle ibandla kalikho. So ibandla lethu liyaqakathekisa konke khonokho elikuqambile impilakahle zabantwana labomama abahluphekayo, abagogekileyo, abaselayo. Yizinto esizikhangelela ukuthi nxa sesingene embusweni ngabantu okumele sibakhangele kuqala, sinanzelele le mpilakahle yabo.
Yeah, and not only looking at apart from women issues, what other issues do you think are very important and they will also make the welfare of everyone better, including the women?
Yeah, into ezinjengezokuvuselela umnotho welizwe, ama industries. lokubonakala kokugcinakala kwezimali zabantu ukuthi zigcinakale kahle yini elizweni, ukuthi umuntu lanxa ibhenki imali yakho yabuhlalisekile ukwazi ukuthi isebhenki iyazala than ukuthi ibhenki yilo elidla imali yakho. Izinto nje ezinjengazona lezo ibandla lami liyazithembisa ebantwini.
Okay, yasibongele ububambile ecingweni. Sithemba ucingo lwakho lusoze luqhamuke njengakuqala.
Yikuthi nya driver anytime.
Oh, siyahamba lo muntu ochayelayo. Besingakwazi. Besicela ukuthi mhlawumbe uza park ume. Sithemba soze sikwenzise ingozi.
Alright, lakathi sivele ya break lokho okunye angikuzwa kuhle.
Akulungile, sizaphuthuma sikhulume lawe ukwenzela ukuthi udrive kuhle ungadisturbeki.
Okay.
I also asked her if there are other important talking points in the manifesto that will also benefit women. She's saying there are a lot of them, like improving industries and providing money to the...
Very interesting,
because
indeed.
Because everything, you know, at the end of the day, it will come back to the women, it will come back to everyone to make their lives better, if achievable.
Yes, and that's a question that I also wanted to ask. Is she still on the line? Hello, Honorable. Hello?
She's actually driving, which I thought we should just talk to her and let her drive. Yeah, I think she's gone. So she says her network from driving from Harare to Bulawayo, it keeps, you know.
Well, thanks to her for coming in and, you know, really standing in the gap.
Yes, I think we'll let her drive here. She has given us some.
Regatende kuna mjare Linda Masarira. Linda Masarira, if you may come in, and you had some very interesting statistics. Could you come in and just tell us, you were talking about the number of women that are going to be contesting in your own party. Tell us a little bit about that in comparison to other parties.
Okay, thank you very much. We're going to be having our final list out tomorrow, and we're going to have a press likely on Saturday if all things go according to plan. But as it stands right now, from what I had in the afternoon, we had about 45% of all our candidates who are actually women for the parliamentary and the council seats. We have been thriving to ensure that we have 50-50 gender representation as enshrined in our constitution in regard to governance issues and trying to deal with gender parity in this country. So what is critically important and what is worrisome is that some of the mainstream parties in Zimbabwe have failed to go past the 20% mark in regard to gender representation. And when we talk about gender representation, it's just not a gender issue. It's a constitutional provision we should be adhered to. And that is where some of us actually come in and say, if a certain political party is failing to adhere to the national constitutional provisions, whilst they're still at party level, how are they going to adhere to those when they are the ruling party? We're just not talking of opposition here. We're even talking of ZANU-PF, which fielded 11% female candidates for the parliamentary seat. They are the party that is in power, but they are failing to adhere to the constitution. Yet our constitution is the supreme law of this land, as enshrined in Section 2 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe. So what is really worrisome as well is that women are not giving attention to this aspect. They are actually in the peripheries, actually watching about what is happening and not even putting in their voice and saying, this is not what is in the Constitution, because the Constitution is supreme law. So I feel that women are doing a great injustice to the women's struggle, and we're going to have the worst parliament in 2018 with the worst gender representation, because women have decided to be used by men for men's agendas, and they've forgotten their own struggles which they have fought over the years. I think in 2008 and 2018, we actually had a good female representation in parliament and council. But I want to project this. In 2018 elections, we're going to have the least number of female candidates after the election. And that is actually retrogressive, considering that we're actually supposed to be progressing in regard to gender representation. And also noting that,
if I may ask you to just hold on. Hold on.
In 2018 constitution.
Hello.
And this election. In 2023, we won't be having the 60.
Hello, Linda. Miss Masara, if I may just ask you to hold on just a little bit. We have a caller, so I'll put you on hold and we'll come back to you. Tinasi Sishila Mamoyo, varipa Narirgate, ndi kwavari. Hello.
Hello.
Makadiko, Sister Sheila Mamoyo.
Tiripo magadi osusumave.
Aiwa, tiri wadi. Toda upungwa zenyu panyaya ye, shurikuitika mnyika ye, shupama manifesto. Apatrukunzu kwa kuti mamwe mapata. Varu kuchema chema kuti vashoma madzimai. Varu kuwani kwa wachizu upinda mkukukuiza musaruzo. Izi ziruku ya munuona seish.
Inisa kuona kwangu zvangu. Dino... Dai pakaita madzimai anenge akati wandei apinde mumatare nokuti kutira isusu vanhukadzi tigowanawo vekupa zvichemo kwatiri nokuti kune zvichemo zvakaita se zvimwe zvinozikamwa nevanhukadzi kuti tikapa munhurume kuti tine dambudziko redu ratakamira rakadai angagona kuzvinzwisisa pakutaura but pakuzviziva zvazviri haangakwanisi saka pakaita vanhukadzi kuti rakandira kutaura zvichemo zvedu tinokasira kubatsirikana nekukasira zvichinzwisisika
imi dai maiwana mukana wekutaura nevatungamiri vemapatso iwaya totarisa Zanu PF, MDCT, yavachamisa MDCT, yamzvare kupe, People's Rainbow Coalition, MDC Alliance, nemamwewo zvizva maiva taurira takatarisa sarudzo dziri kuuya idzi panyaya dzemadzimai.
Pazvandaikwanisa kutaura dai ndaikwanisa kusangana nevanhu ivavo handaikwanisawo zvangu kutaura kuti dai vatipa mukana pane bato richange richibudirira musarudzo ngavatipewo mukana wevanhukadzi kuti tipindewo tinzwisise zvinenge zvichiitika kuti zvinofamba sei kuitira tirigowanawo vanhu anotimiririrawo vanhukadzi.
Aiwa mashoko makuru kuti muve nezuva rakanaka. Bye-bye. So we heard there from our caller. She's actually a very active VOA Facebook, Shona Facebook page follower. And she was literally saying she feels that there should be more women, especially parliamentarians, because she said it's easier for women to also, you know, give their grievances to other women who articulate the issues in parliament. So that's what she's saying. And I asked her, if you had a chance to speak to the leaders of ZANU-PF, MDC, MDC Alliance, MDC Kupe, MDC Chamisa, what would you say? So she said she would still articulate the same issues, that she would like to see more women, especially in parliament.
Yes, that is very interesting. It reminds me of what we spoke about with Sambulo Maphosa, our guest earlier on. She was saying their leader, Thokozani Kope, leads by example, and she gave another example that when she was in parliament, she's the one who advocated that women shouldn't pay for the some maternity fees. And in the end, it was implemented. Of course, some people may say she was part of the drive, but they are giving her credit for that. And we've seen that most women we speak to say a woman would understand what other women are going through and try to resolve the issue. That's what they say. And we are hoping to get our guest back again so that we can hear more on the issue.
Regaitende kuna mshare Linda Masarira takamirira zvedu vachange vari kuuya. Mshare Masarira, saka imi tichitarisa mberi. Zvii zvingaitwe nemadzimai? Sei madzimai vari kuwanikwa ivo vasiri kupinda munyaya idzodzi dzekuti vavhoterwewo muparamende nezvimwewo? Zvipinga izvo zvacho zvii chaizvo? Tisingatarise kuti uri bato ripi kana kuti uri kubva mumba mani.
Chekutanga, madzimai vari kukurirwa nekushayiwa confidence, kusavimba necapacity yavainawo. Zvinogara zvichitsanangura vakadzi vazhinji kuti kana uri mudzimai uchikwanisa kutungamirira mumba mako, uchikwanisa kubereka mwana, uchizonoti aenda kuchikoro, uchizomuriritira zvakare achirwara, uchiriritira nababa vacho, uchienda kubasa, uchiita mabasa akasiyana siyana, unokwanisa zvakare kutungamirira mukati menyika, ungava kukanzuru, kuparamende, kana kuita purezidhendi wenyika. Dambudziko ratinaro neremakudzirwa atakaitwa sevanhukadzi mukati menyika ino kuti unofanirwa kungororwa wozoita zvemhuri yako kana kuti mazuva ano kwakubvumirwa kuenda kubasa nezvakadaro zvakadaro. Asi tinotarisa zvakare kuti bumbiro redu remutemo ratakavhotera muna2018 rinotibvumidza pamutemo kuti gore unopinda nezvematongerwo enyika. Matambudziko ekati kutarisana nawo mukati menyika ino, tikatangira kupera kwakaita mabasa, tikapinda muHarare chaimo kana kuBulawayo kana kupi, tichitarisa vari kutengesa madomasi murodhi, madzimai varikusora sana cross border vazhinji vacho madzimai madzimai ndo varikutambudzika vachonotoririra sei mhuri dzedu asi zvinhu izvi zhinji zvinhu zvinokwanisa kugadzirisika kana madzimai akasimuka akati akuda kugadzirisa nyika yedu tikatarisa muno muHarare chaimo mune dambudziko remvura dai mei anga ari mudzimai makanzura ari madzimai minista welocal government ari mudzimai handifungi kuti taiwanikwa tine dambudziko ratinaro tikaenda pagomo paHarare hospital pava nemakore pasina mvura mukadzi achoenda kunobatsirwa ari kanonotsvaga bhaketi remvura akatakura mimba ichirwadza asi nokuti isu vakadzi hatisi kuda kuti tiise gumbo mberi kuti takuda kugadzirisa zvinhu zvekutitambudza tiri kuda kupa matambudziko edu kune vamwe vanhu asi isu tine njere tiine pfungwa tichitomapasa kupfuura ivo vanhurume vatinoisa pamberi kuti ngavatigadzirire zvinhu munhu asingazive kurwadza kwemimba haangakugadzirire kuti unobatirwa kwako kuve kwakanaka matambudziko ese atinawo muno muzimbabwe izvozvi akaburikidza neutungamiriri hwevanhurume vanga vari pamberi vachidzvinyirira vanhukadzi makore ese apfuurayo nguva ino yangu yevukadzi ari kuona kuti ndatambudzika ndaneta nekufamba ndichinotsvaga mvura mudhorobha kuzvibhorani ndichimira mukiu yanguva yekuti ugere mumba mako kana wakateerera zviudze nomination koti iriko musapotini kuti ainda kuda kuita shanduko mui munharaunda mangu wonomhanya woita kanzura kuita kanzura hakubhadharwe kana dhora kungoenda nemapepa ako ndiita kanzura ndoda kuita shanduko mui munharaunda yandinogara mukanzuro iri kubva iri kupera dzerino kwaku ne 327 madzimai out of 1958 wadzi muzimbabwe vanhu vese ava vangavari kuzasuku more than 1000 vanga vari varume madzimai muripi simukai verengwai mugadzirise matambudziko amunotarisana nawo mukati mekurarama njere munadzo muri kuendawo kuchikoro neivo vanakomana ivavo nevanhurumewo muenda navo kuchikoro muchinovakunda futi kuchikoro kwacho kana zvasvika kumatongerwo enyika muri kusara kumashure sei nekuti imi ndimi mune simba rekugadzirisa matambudziko atinawo atiri kutarisana nawo nekuti matambudziko ese anoremera munhukadzi kupfuura munhurume
aiwa pamira pakadaro tinokutendai muzvare Linda Masarira nekuti programu yedu yakusvika kumagumo saka tongochiti tinokutendai muve nezuva rakanaka pachirongwa chedu
tinotenda sisi mazvemaita basa
babai very interesting take there. Linda is just saying that she's urging women that when the nomination court opens, I think it opens on the 14th, they should go ahead and go and register to be even councillors because you don't need to pay any fees. But she's saying what she's seen is that most women do not have the confidence to run for political office or even just, you know, council office. Mm-hmm. So she's urging women to take up that issue and go and register.
Yeah. Yes, siyamuzwa lapha unkosazana Linda Masarira oyebandla elikhokhelwa unkosazana Thokozani Khuphe laye uchasisa okuhambelana lokube kuchasiswa unkosazana Maphosa unkosikazi Maphosa ukuthi la ngempela abesifazana basukumeli phezulu ukuthi bethathe izikhundla lezi ngakho uyabakhuthaza ngempela ukuthi labo kabangene kwezombusazwe ngesikoda sizwile njalo labakhokheli bamabandla chiyeneyo labo bekhuluma ukuthi hayi abesifazana balutshwana abeze ngobuningi bakhe ngakho ke kuthi ukuthi osokusele marvelous the ball is now in the women's court ukuthi labo behambe bayenze lokho okufanele bekwenze besukumele phezulu labo bencintise kodwa bakhona phela abanye labo abathi bayancintisa kodwa benyathezelwe phansi kufakwe besilisa.
Yes, if you're just joining us, we're actually coming to the end of our program tonight. We were looking at what different political parties are offering in terms of manifestos, and we were lucky we actually had a legislator that actually attended the launch of the MDC Alliance manifesto today. We also had Linda Masarira of MDC Thokozani Khuphe, who was urging women to take up the challenge to go and register. The nomination court opens on the 14th. So she's saying, if you're a woman and you can run your home, then you can run for office, any office in the country. So go ahead and, you know, register. From Marvelous Mhlanganya, we are here in Washington. I hope that you join us again next week. Over to you, Star.
Thank you. Noma Themba Ndlovu, MDC T member who was at the launch, Sambulo Maphosa, MDC T Khuphe Enkayi. Asidibaneni njalo ngolwesine oluzayo, olivalelisayo, ngusithandekile, ngikhona pha eWashington.